Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region number 6. Today is November the 11th, 2014. We have a live show for you today. It's a Wednesday, and looking forward to doing that show at any time. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number, and would love to hear from you all. So very, very important show. We got Pastor Keith co-hosting with us today. Man, Pastor Keith, there's a lot of stuff we need to talk about today. I was really like, kind of thinking about how we were going to do the show, but I think there's a military trend that we really need to pay attention to closely that I want to. Then there's an economic trend that we need to really look at that's happening as well. And I'm going to tell you yesterday when we did the show, I didn't express enough what I really wanted to express on the economy. In my opinion, we really need to be watching what's happening with GE right now, General Electric. Major, 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 major moves, and I'm going to watch it today, tomorrow, on Friday. Won't be able to have a show. I'm traveling on Friday. Won't be able to have a show, but tomorrow will be Financial Friday on Thursday, and there's some major things that's happening there. Two very important shows, today's show and tomorrow's show. In regards to that, so we'll get into that. But today's show is a live show today, and I made up a word, Keith. Made up a word, and the word is felonialism.
Felonialism.
Mm-hmm. Felonialism is when you engage in
felonious activities.
Felonious activities. For so long, you're practicing felonialism.
You have a felonious mindset.
A felonious agenda. And so, made up that word. And so, it's a word that we're going to be using. And today's show is that felonialism is the sequentious epiphrase sealing its U.S. Sealing its U.S. curtain.
Can I add on to your
sure.
made up word?
Sure.
My word would be, from listening what you would be,
yes.
I would come up with institutionalized felonialism.
Yeah. And that I couldn't write all of that, institutionalized felonialism. But that's what's gonna seal it for the U.S. This is what makes it curtains for the U.S. And it really is. And that's what today's show is going to be. And I just hope that everyone accepts my word as felonialism. And I think it's appropriate because that is what the overall corporation of the U.S. and the system that is operating in the world order. No such thing as a new world order. It's the same world order. The world order practiced felonialism. So we're going to take a look at that, and it's very, very important in today's show. So we're going to take a look at the felonialism from a standpoint of the military standpoint and what that means, and some very, very keen events are going on. So we're going to jump into the show in a minute. But before we do that, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by going to the website for this network and making a donation. And the website is www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Once you're there, find the overall donation prompt, hit it, give some financial energy to this network so it can stay on air and bring you the overall programs that you have deemed to be necessary and relevant. And my man Scotty, thanks for putting that livescience.com article in. I'm gonna definitely take a look at this great article, Scotty, because I had no clue about this, nor did I think that was even possible. There's an article that Scotty, I'm gonna take a look at it, and we're definitely gonna bring that up. Let me pull it up so I won't lose it, so I have it. I'm gonna bring this up tomorrow and add it into tomorrow's show for what's in the news. Oops, let me just, because that I'm very, very interested in this. This was a great article, and I'm gonna just we'll talk about it. But it was a I just had it, and I closed it out. 1 second. Since I'm talking about it, I might as well start with it. But let me finish this, then we'll get to it. So please, everyone, please give a donation to the network so it can stay on air. You can also support the network by going and being a part of a membership in this social media platform known as BTR Community. BTR Community was put together so you can engage in your social media activities without being as adversely affected. And most people think that FedBook is free. Is not. They actually take from you because they monetize the overall platform and share nothing with you. It's basically how much wealth in this country has been obtained is by taking the energy of people and monetizing and giving them nothing. Okay, that's what that platform does. So come on over to BTR Community where you can actually establish a monetary relationship with everyone that reads your stuff, and you can promote yourself, your business within reason. Okay, within reason. So, you know, and those reasons are ethical reasons and moral reasons. That some things that's supported and some things is not. Pretty much, if you have to ask, is this something that y'all would support? You probably already know that the answer will be no. If you got to ask, because if you're doing something that doesn't need to be asked, then, you know, you never think about it. Of course they do. But still, it's still within reason, okay? So come on over to BTR Community for only $24 a year. You could be a member and then share in the overall platform, all right? Much, much better. $24, www.BTRCommunity.com for the social media platform is where you want to go and to join. Also, if you'd like to exchange your cash for real money, exchange your overall coupons for real money, you can do that at Prosperity Mint, www.prosperitymint.com. It's a full-service precious metals dealership where you should be exchanging your currency for money while you still can do that, exchanging your cash for real money while you still could do it. That overall window will close. And I, you know what? The window of that is going to close. And when it does close, it's going to be closed completely. Completely. It just won't be. You will be able to get precious metals, but you won't be able to acquire it with cash. You will have to exchange an asset for that asset.
Land.
Yes. Keith said land or yes, a bunch of different things is going to happen because you won't exchange that overall asset, accept cash for that asset. You may convert some of it into cash for your overall, you know, purposes, but you'll have to find someone that'd be willing to do what? Make that exchange. In likelihood, it's going to be possible, but it's going to be a very is a very calculated and purposeful exchange in that way. So has a lot of, but it won't be for a debt instrument. It will actually be for a currency that's backed by precious metals in itself. So that's the only way it's going to happen. It's not going to happen. It won't be able to be done any other way. People won't accept it. They just won't do it. They're going to say, nah, that's worthless now. We don't do that. So just like you walking into a store with Monopoly money and try to go get a candy bar, go to the register with a $10 Monopoly or $100, doesn't matter what it is, with Monopoly money and grab a Snicker bar and go to the register. Watch what the cashier does to you when you walk up there. So same thing there. So that's significant. So we're going to jump into what's in the news. And my man, I'm going to cover this. And Scotty, thanks for sending this. I never knew that this was even possible. It says a massive solar storm detonating hidden American bombs during the Vietnam War, Navy records show. So now I could see if it's I could see that happening. Yeah, okay, so I thought, and I'm going to read this. Yeah, I definitely could see that definitely happening. But I was thinking something else. I don't know why I was thinking that they were underwater. So, but I need to read this article, but I'm still very interested in, the sun is powerful. The sun is so, so powerful. It is actually as a living being, it is a very, very powerful living being. It's not an inanimate object. It's a living being, just like trees are living beings. Grass is a living actual being. So very, very important. I'm going to check that out. Can't wait to check that out. So I got it, and we'll take a look at it. So I'm going to jump into what's in the news and get into today's show. First article, oops, let me set this up right. Oh, let me refresh this. And I'm going to have to. Okay, here we go. So here we go. First article we posted from, very, very important article from the Washington Post. You ready, Keith? And we're going to carry something today. I'm going to post inside of the chat rooms something for Scotty to play. Very important. You guys need to hear this. From the Washington Post, U.S. military edge has eroded to a dangerous degree, study for Congress finds. On November the 14th, the United States has lost its military edge to a dangerous degree and could potentially lose a war against China or Russia, according to a report that was released Wednesday by a bipartisan commission that Congress created to evaluate the Trump administration's defense strategy. I'm going to jump into that. Very important for today's show. Significance. It's basically, it's curtains. Colonialism has sealed the U.S. curtains. So check out that article. Next article from, this goes a lot of, right along with it, from Press TV. This is from the Iranian foreign minister. The Iranian foreign minister. America's first policy only causes global backlash against the U.S.
What did you get first policy?
America's first policy. You know, make America great again. Mm-hmm. So he says America's first policy only causes global backlash against the United States. So, very, very true. And this is the overall purge that the rest of the world is engaging. Another article from Lying Like a Fox News, and I don't know why, Keith. That is his favorite news channel, aka known as Fox News. I call it Lying Like a Fox. So here it is. U.S. could lose a war with China or Russia as global dominance wanes, report says. And this is for those of you that are on BTR community, hit this and listen to the video where they have some people talking about what they think Trump is doing with the military, and listen to the individuals that they have there. And it's I may be able to play it later on, but today's show is so important. I want to get to it. We'll come back to that later on. Next article from CNBC News, Criminals Nothing But Criminals. Market hasn't recovered from October shock. Won't rally until signs of a bottom, Art Cashin says. Check out that article. Yes, the economy is in a very, very, very... The market and the economy is two different things. The economy is already basically collapsed, and is just going to go over even further. The market is such a manipulated... The market will never, ever crash. What it is that the market is going to have a crash on the common people. They're going to crash the common person's economy. They're going to collapse the common person's economy through market manipulation. And that manipulation is moving in that way in a very, very fast way now. Some key measures and points and stops have been actually put into place. But I want to have a whole day tomorrow on that, just that. So check that out. Next article from...
That would be the U.S. market only you're referring
to. No. And Keith said that would be the U.S. market. No, the whole global market. The whole global market. Because once you start having banking institutions, they may sound like it's Bank of America, but it's a franchise in the whole banking sphere. So it may be Bank of Greece, but what goes on in Greece directly affects every single person here because they're intertwined. They're connected.
Economy.
Yes, they're connected. So check out that. Next article, this one comes from a Northman Trader, and it says, it's coming. It's coming. And don't kid yourself into believing it won't. It happens in every cycle. The economy comes out of recession, things recover, and then things recover these days with the help of central banks, and the cycle ultimately morphs into an unrealistic positive expectation about the future, and optimism reigns supreme as unemployment drops to a cycle low. Basically, what they say is that this is all contrived, and it's very, very true. And what they do is they give a false sense of security so that people will have blind faith. And blind faith is always the first step to genocide. Next article from CNBC, Criminals Nothing But Criminals. General Electric gets crushed again. Here's what three experts say may come next. Now, this was from Monday. This was from Monday. Very important article, but the whole thing is starting to implode. I'm watching GE closely now because they've reached leverage points that they've admitted to that I don't think you can come back from, and they won't. They can delay it in the short term, but it's done in that short term, and I mean short term, not being more than months or weeks. So we'll see. But, hey, the manipulation is what's really going on, so they could do it really whatever they want with it. Next article from RT International. Kremlin's long arm. Norway says it's aware of Russian jamming GPS after glitches at massive NATO drill. Remember, it was Finland that talked about it yesterday, then now Norway's talking about it now. Remember what was significant with Norway, and I forgot to post the overall Norwegian military frigate is sunk, completely gone. It actually, the bow has been cut off from the stern. So it's split. Basically, the ship split in half because of the overall pressure. So it's a complete loss. And remember, Keith, I said I wouldn't be surprised if what happened was that it was a cyber attack that caused that oil tanker to be able to ram into that overall Norwegian frigate that's now sunk. And I thought it was done by cyber war. And I wouldn't be surprised. Now, this kind of substantiate and validate what I thought, because this isn't the first time that this happened. Remember, it happened with the U.S. We talked about that last week.
It happened more than once with the U.S.
So that frigate is a total loss now. It's completely sunk, gone. And it actually ruptured and broke into two.
So all that oil was just everywhere.
No, the military frigate, one of their newest frigates.
Okay.
So complete total loss. And I meant to, I don't know why I didn't post some of that in because those pictures were pretty keen, but I meant to do that yesterday. So check that out. Next article. Here we go, Keith. From Reuters, Mattis bats NATO as France and Germany voices support for EU military. We're going to come back to this. Very, very important. Next article from Lying Like a Fox News. I should actually let Keith read this because he would be more familiar. He watches Fox News all the time. So Trump clashes with globalist European leaders. Trudeau as he embraces nationalism. So check out that whole, this all goes with today.
Does that go with the military? That whole speech by Macron from France?
Yeah,
when
Macron.
Talking about the fact that patriotism is the exact opposite of
nationalism. Yeah. Yeah, it all goes in together because he was talking about Trump directly without saying his name. So check out that article, all a part of, especially for today's show. Next article, this one, huge one, Keith. Check this one out from Reuters. Japan's Abe says that wants to discuss peace treaty with Putin today. The Japanese prime minister, celebrity figurehead prime minister, Abe says that on Wednesday, he wants to discuss peace treaty with Russia and the North Korean issue with Russia.
Japan,
yep.
What does Japan got to do with Russia, and when were they at odds with one another?
Oh, big time over odds, over just like with China, over land and islands that that Japan are claiming is theirs, and Russia saying, no, it's all ours. So, you know, because they're darn near, you know, border, you know, countries, even though that there's the water in between because Japan is an island. But, yeah, they have skirmishes over land in that they both are claiming. And it actually has caused, you know, some military conflict. So, but I think this is really significant. What is Japan doing? Going where? Towards Russia and China. This is what I always thought was going to happen in the purge. Huge, huge part of what's going on, and for today's show as well. Next article from the Independent. Palestinian militant groups in Gaza now ceasefire with Israel after worst fighting escalation in years. So thank goodness for this momentary reprieve before it goes into full effect and is going to happen. Next article. This one comes from Hedira. And it says .com, Israel News, Prime Minister, Israel's defense chief resigns, slams Netanyahu for surrendering to Hamas terrorists. So as soon as the ceasefire was done, the overall defense, Lehman, the defense minister, actually resigned. And so check out that article, very, very significant. Next article from Sputnik News, Netanyahu turned Israel into a country of suckers, father of a late IDF soldier said. And because of the peace, because of the ceasefire that was agreed to, that was brokered by Egypt yesterday. But it ain't gonna last for long. Check out that article. Next article from RT International. Saudi scrambling to stop oil price slide. Check out that article, and that has everything to do with the sanctions. The U.S. wants Saudi Arabia to bring a bunch of oil into market so that a bunch of oil in the market would bring, would actually affect Iran even more. Saudi Arabia wants to limit the overall amount of oil in the market.
So they get more money for it, more bang for their buck.
Yeah. Yep. So it's just the opposite. So they're at odds. Hold on. Let me make sure I categorize that correct. Wait. Yes. That's what, because the U.S. is trying to harm Saudi Arabia, Iran as much as it can, their economies. Check out that article. Next article from Criminal, Nothing But Criminals, CNBC. GE shares jump towards best day in 9 years after accelerated Baker Hughes share sale. So GE is starting to shell off some of his assets to get liquid inside of the overall, but I think it's too late for that. They'll be able to get some meaningful cash back into the overall coffers, but I think it's too late. The leverage exposure is far too much. So check out that. We'll cover that tomorrow. Next article from Bloomberg. And Bloomberg says, third leg of NASDAQ drop makes the sell-off the roughest since 2011. Sell-off becomes the roughest since 2011 on third leg of NASDAQ drop. So check out that article. We'll cover that, all that stuff later on. Next article from Asian Times. And it says that U.S. Charges widen the net, deepening the intrigue on 1MDB scam. That was a scam that Goldman Sachs had scammed Malaysia and caused for the celebrity figurehead Prime Minister of Malaysia to actually be prosecuted for that. And then now, guess what the Malaysian government is saying? Ready? Government officials are starting to say, man, Goldman Sachs scammed us. That is huge. That is huge. And so they're actually looking at Blankfein as being the Goldman Sachs CEO, Lloyd Blankfein, as being the key member that caused for the scam with Malaysia, because he used to be the CEO of the companies that were involved in this whole thing. And so it's going to get ugly. Now, this is where you have the overall fascist state starting to turn on itself. And they'll take down a company like Goldman Sachs. But see, Goldman Sachs will say, oh, we'll just pay penalties and everything else. But there's something different about this. At this time, it's something unique about it. They have no loyalty to those overall corporations and institutions, because those overall corporations and institutions are nothing more than personship. And that personship is there to protect individual people. So they'll allow the overall person to be slaughtered.
Goldman Sachs is in part of the banking system?
Oh, huge. Probably one of the most relevant ones in the banking system. So what does that mean? So when this global crisis happens, you're going to have Goldman Sachs at the overall seat of it. And that is going to cause major problems everywhere, all coming apart. So check out all coming into view. Check out that. Next article from Reuters. U.S. lays barbed wires at the border as migrant caravan draws closer. Check out that article. Another one from Reuters. Goldman Sachs says 1MDB deal may result in penalties. Government probes into Goldman Sachs Corporation dealings with the Malaysian Sovereign Wealth Fund, 1MDB, may still result in significant fines, penalties, and other sanctions, the Wall Street Bank says in a regulatory filing on Friday. Could go much further than that. It's all a setup. So check that out. Next article from Press TV. U.S.-led coalition airlifts Daeshal terrorists in East Syria. So they actually have the terrorists that the U.S. supposedly fighting, they're to fight, actually airlifting them around Syria. It's ridiculous. U.S.-led coalition purportedly fighting the Daeshal terrorist group had airlifted to safety sanctuary several members of the foreign-sponsored terrorist outfit from regions in Syria, Eastern Province. Of course, proxy wars. Remember, you fund all sides of it. It's not crazy. It's just how this is the overall felonism. This is the felonism. Next article from RT International. Iran says Navy prepared to protect oil tankers from any threat as U.S. sanctions kick in. Remember, the U.S. told countries, stay away from Iranian tankers. Basically, what they were saying, they're probably going to hit them. And this is my opinion. They do that. There will be things that Iran will do in the continental United States. There will
be. You kind of suspected that anyway. Yeah. They talked about putting their ships in the Mexican.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that they have the naval capability of doing that right now. You know, because they've sent ships to the Gulf of Mexico. They'll be hard pressed to defend that ship. It'd be really hard pressed for them to defend that ship. But later on, yes. Yeah. But this is all coming to fruition. Next article from Keith's favorite outfit, Fox News. North Korean possibly hiding missile operating bases despite denuclearization pledge. Think tank says. Check out that article.
You know, let me interject with that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I sent you the article, but I saw an article the other day. I don't know if I sent that to you or not. But basically was they took a survey. And what they found out was they said that people that watch Fox News are less informed than people that don't watch any news at all.
Wow, Keith. So I don't agree with that because you seem pretty informed with as much Fox News as you watch.
Hey, you seem
pretty informed, my friend. You must balance it out with
David.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, since y'all mentioned Fox News, listen. So there was this, I can't remember the exact place it was. It might have been Ohio, where this whole family was found shot to death in their trailer, right? And so Fox News had an article on it, right? So I click on the article, but some of them articles have videos, right, where you're seeing the video
yeah.
report on it. So in the video, in the audio report, it gives the picture, excuse me, not the audio report, the written report, it gives the pictures of the suspects, another family, and they're all white. And so the only reason I'm mentioning their race is because on the video version of the story, they were saying that there might be some evidence to suggest a Mexican cartel. I'm like, man, on your article, you showing the suspects that's been arrested and they're all white. Why are you talking about some Mexican cartel stuff? I was like, man, this is Fox News.
That's Fox News. That's how they spin everything, and it's the proper. And it's so true. Anytime you listen to them, and anytime you can always see what their agenda really is. What part of the line that they toe, and it's so blatant. It's just like Scotty said. And they, what part of a Mexican, you know, a cartel that you putting into this when you've already displayed the individuals? Why would you even see? And what they did was they'll add suggestive things, because see that's what fear baiting does. It suggests things, and really what they're doing is, you know, they call it a dog whistle. It's really a dog whistle. They dog whistle everything. They dog whistle their agenda. And so that is a pure, you know, example of it, you know. So, but Keith, I understand why you watch them, because you want to know what they say. If they say go left, you go right. I get it. But yeah, they do that all the time. All right, next article, real quick. Here we go, from Reuters. U.S. lawmakers expect vote on steps to crack down on Saudi Arabia. Next article from Reuters as well. Man, this is crazy. U.S. government posts $100 billion deficit in October. The U.S. has been running monthly deficits at $100 billion for a while, basically a tenth of $1 trillion. So every year,
every 10 days, $1 billion.
No. Every 10 months.
Every 10 months
would be $1 trillion.
Yeah.
Because they're running, 1 month is running at $100 billion deficit. And this has been happening. And, you know, let me put this in. Well, I'm going to cover this on tomorrow, because this goes. But I'm going to just say this. From the inception of the so-called creation of the corporation of the United States until the 80s, all those years, they never even reached over $100 billion. And then now they're doing $100 billion monthly. That's deficit. So if they're doing a deficit of $100 million, guess what they're doing? All of their books is cooked. It's not $100 billion deficit. it's probably somewhere along the line of 500 billion. You could even say that there's been a trillion-dollar deficit in 1 month, in different months. It's really, and you can't recover from that. So check out that next article from RT International. I thought this was really, really keen and important. Here we go. Has everything to do with today's show. Celebrity figurehead Vice President Pence since said to be gearing up for all-out Cold War with China unless it bows to U.S. demand. Oh, boy. So do I need to say any more? Next article, then Roz posted this one from a Washington from Washington Post just to augment that overall posting. And this is from Washington Post opinion. Pence, it's up to China to avoid a Cold War, Pence said. Roz posted that. Next one, Roz posted from Freedom Outpost. 11 signs that the U.S. economy is starting to slow down dramatically. Check out that. Next article from Roz. This one came from Free Thought Project. California might be the U.S. Fukushima. California wildfires ripped through nuclear waste site, fueling concerns of airborne radioactive toxins. Yeah, I saw and read that as well. So that's what's in the news. Great articles. Thanks, Roz, for your postings. We're going to hurry up and jump into today's show. Man, where do I start? This is, but here we go. We're going to get started. There was an article. Now, what I want to do, yesterday I posted, or what I didn't post, but you heard a video that I played for you guys, and I wanted to pick that video back up, and we're going to pick it up at the 8-minute mark. And let me just real quickly, let me just see if it, but yeah, cool. And we're going to take it just to the 12-minute mark. Wait a minute, no, to the 13-minute mark. Very, very important. From the Scott Emma posted, we could take it from the 8-minute mark to the 13-minute mark. Want you to hear, this is why the U.S. has already lost any military confrontation. And it was actually set up for that to happen. I'm going to post it there. Scotty, if you would pick it up at the 8 minutes and take it to the 13-minute mark, that would greatly appreciate. I want you to really hear what's really, really going on here. What's going on, my sister, Strategic Melanin? Always good to have you in queue there and having you listening to the show. So, Scotty, whenever you get a chance, if you could just play that from the 8-minute mark to the 13th-minute mark. Very, very important. Hear what is being said is the truth.
The high standards and demanded, what it means and the extremely difficult training requirements have always kept these forces small. However, this has changed a great deal over the past 17 years. The need for soldiers with a skill set specific to counterinsurgency in Iraq and Afghanistan led to increased focus and demand on special operations. From 2001 to the present, the Special Operations Forces under the Special Operations Command, or SOCOM, have expanded from 42,800 to approximately 63,500 today. Special Operations specific funding has grown fourfold in the same time period, from $3.1 billion to $12.3 billion. According to SOCOM, an average of 8,300 special operators are deployed in missions in as many as 149 nations across the globe on a weekly basis, and 70 nations on any given day. This overemphasis on special operations has resulted in atrophying of more conventional combat forces. Secretary Mattis has obviously recognized the need to focus higher procurement towards conventional forces, as well as fund R&D efforts into developing new field artillery, rocket artillery, armored fighting vehicles such as the AMPV, and a new main battle tank, MBT. In identifying near-peer adversaries as the greatest national security threat, Secretary Mattis realizes that the U.S. must waste no time in closing the technological and quality gap that now exists between the conventional fighting forces of the United States and Russia and China, respectively. The United States surely has the economic resources and the technical capability to do so. While the ground forces of the United States have suffered from 2 decades of occupation and counterinsurgency, the U.S. Navy seems to have lost any idea of its national security role. After 2 decades of enjoying uncontested control of the seas and the ability to use aircraft carrier-borne airstrikes to pummel inferior adversaries, none of which possessed a viable navy or air force, nor a modern air defense network or shore-based anti-naval capability, the US Navy has seemed determined to sail further into the realm of irrelevancy in any further conflict. The United States Navy has not engaged in any major naval engagement with a major adversary since the closing days of World War II. Regardless, the US Navy apparently has decided it is an indomitable force that can go wherever it pleases without opposition. Such hubris and arrogance are one of the reasons why it is in such poor shape today. The other reason must surely be attributed to a military-industrial complex that has sold the service on an expensive pipe dream of high-tech weapons that have failed to live up to their hype, all to the tune of huge profits. The following are the most egregious examples. Based on a flawed concept from the start, a radical departure from a traditional multi-purpose design, the Littoral Combat Ship was largely doomed for a number of reasons. 2 different designs rewarded contracts, the Independent Class, designed by General Dynamics, and the Freedom Class, designed by Lockheed Martin. The decision to produce 2 different designs to meet the needs of a single class should have been seen as problematic. Here, the Navy accepted the responsibility and costs associated with maintaining 2 different platforms with separate maintenance needs and schedules, not to mention 2 separate training programs for LCS crews. The concept of the LCS was also divergent in many respects, and quite frankly, too much was expected of a ship that was smaller in size than a conventional frigate. What resulted was what those serving in the force would begrudgingly coin the little crappy ship. The aluminium and composite, Independence Class, and lightweight steel or Freedom Class hulls of the ship provide little armored protection. Offensive striking power is totally inadequate, the platform has yet to meet many of its design requirements, and the reduced crew size has been determined to be unmanageable. As a result of its overwhelming failure to meet the expectations of the US Navy or congressional oversight, the total fleet size of LCS vessels has been reduced from the original 50 planned down to 32. Project cost overruns, a number of high-profile system failures, and the smaller fleet size have resulted in a total cost of $12.4 billion for the first 26 vessels. The US Congress capped the per-unit cost at $480 million per ship, bringing the theoretical total cost to $15.5 billion, all for a ship that has a minimal chance of surviving most modern naval combat scenarios. There is little wonder why the US Navy has decided to start building a multi-purpose frigate, dubbed the FFG-X, to pick up where the LCS has failed. If the LCS was not a huge and unequivocal disappointment, then the much-vaulted stealth destroyer, the DDG-1000 Sumwalt class, was a total embarrassment and unmitigated failure. Envisioned as a high-tech game-changer, the DDG-1000 was supposed to make use of powerful new technologies, overwhelming firepower and massive power generation, all wrapped in stealth that would render it invisible. Although designed as a multi-mission surface combatant, added emphasis was put on Naval Surface Fire Support, NSFS, while operating in littoral waters. Originally, the Navy intended to build 32 of these stealth destroyers, yet the exorbitant initial cost plus huge cost overruns led the Navy and the US Congress to reduce the fleet repeatedly, finally settling on only 3 vessels. Correspondingly, the cost per vessel increased tremendously, as did the cost of all class-specific systems, including weapon systems, power generation, and propulsion systems. Cost per vessel stands at over $7.5 billion. The Mark 51 Advanced Gun System, AGS, deck guns designed specifically for the DDG-1000s were made to fire guided rounds over a range in excess of 80 nautical miles with extreme accuracy. These guns were designed to strike shore targets accurately from coastal waters in support of Allied ground forces and amphibious landing forces. Lockheed Martin and BAE Systems developed the long-range land attack projectile for use in the AGS, but due to the now 3-vessel fleet, the per-unit cost of each LR-LAP has risen to over $800,000.
All right. So I just wanted everyone to hear that. And you can see that the U.S. is not, and from what we played on yesterday and then playing this, you can see how the U.S. military has been actually nullified by its own making. Engaging in technology that doesn't work, just to say that you have the latest and greatest that doesn't work. They basically have the Teslas of you know, of naval armada. Without the even without the proven reliability that Tesla already is flawed in, but still they have even greater flaws where these ships aren't even able to be even produced anymore. So they cut down the overall how many they're making because the budgetary requirements, because they don't work. And this is huge. And this is, like I was saying the other day, this is how Russia and China really did defeat the U.S. because now they had the U.S. go into a direction from its own arrogance and ignorance and its felonialism to go in a certain direction that it will actually suffocate itself. So now they're realizing that, oh my goodness, these ships, these expensive ships that we have, don't even work. And not only that, they won't be able to defend themselves from what? Modern day warfare. Case in point, that new frigate in Norway, it got hit with an oil tanker doing military drills. You got military drills and you get hit with an oil tanker? You at general quarters and you get hit with an oil tanker? But not just once and twice. You know, a lot of these designs have actually come from where? The U.S.
On high alert.
On high alert.
You get rammed.
You get sunk.
With the slowest moving vehicle on warps.
You get sunk with no armament other than blunt force. Meaning somebody's got to catch you. Now there's a lot of things that could have went, you know. But see, ideally, what my point is that this isn't just one incident that an oil tanker hit and damaged a military frigate. It was the U.S. lost three.
I remember two. I don't remember three.
Three. Lost three. I believe it was three. But even, see, and now Norway makes four. So that this is an operation. And this is very concerning. If you listen to what we're saying in this video, is that they can't win a conventional war. And so some people will say, oh, nah, this is all hogwash. This is, you know, that's just a YouTube video. They don't know what they're talking about. Well, they put out a lot of great information. You all should listen to it so you can see where it is. But let's go to the highlight of today's show. And this one is from Washington Post. U.S. military on the edge of erosion to a dangerous degree. Study for Congress finds. We need to jump into this. So everything that was said in this video, I didn't know that this briefing was going to be coming out until I saw it today. But we've been talking about how the U.S. has been outmaneuvered by Russia and China. And one of the biggest moves was actually by Russia. The biggest move was actually by Russia in destroying the U.S. And how they really destroyed the U.S. was that they removed themselves as a superpower and just made the U.S. the only game in town, and watch what they'll kill themselves as being the only game in town. They will, the gluttony, the power gluttony vortex, they will eat themselves to death. And that's exactly what happened. They've got so inebriated on the wine of splendor. And so that's what's really destroyed. And it's all because of the felonialism that is the overall agenda and the purpose of having your military. You know, there was a Fox News report on this as well. And in that Fox News report, I want to just real quick before we get into this, how much time? We got plenty of time. I want to just let y'all hear something. And I didn't think it was funny, but I thought it was so relevant to the overall the initiative of arrogance. how things work. And let me just play this real quick for y'all. I want y'all to hear this individual as he talks on Fox News, and this is from this one article. Real quick, let me cue this up real quick. Keep, and then we're going to come back to it. Hold on 1 second.
President Trump's pro-military message has been at the forefront of his national security agenda, from bolstering troops to advocating for veteran health care reform. He's made the military a top priority. So how is the president's message being received by those who have served? Joining us now is our all-star veteran panel, Dr. Darren Porcher, Kathy Barnett, and Kieran Lawler. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
So, Kathy, I will start with you. Okay. What do you think about the job the president's doing?
Let me tell you, there is nothing more pro-American than or pro-military than a president who will defend what so many of us would have readily laid down our lives for, and that is the security of our nation. I have the opportunity with Black Women Walking, Moms for America, and Liberty Rising to go visit our southern border wall and to walk and talk to the moms who are living there. And let me tell you, my life is forever changed by doing that. I know we have the Jim Acostas of the world who want to haggle with vocabulary, whether immigrant or invasion, caravan or invasion, but I was talking to mom who literally sleep with AR-15s next to them every day. The threat for them, who are the first line of defense, is real. I also talked to some of the military personnel that President Trump has already sent down there. When I asked them, what do you think? They said, this is where we belong. And I say, if we can send troops to secure the border walls of South Korea, we should be able to do the same thing here in our nation. Yeah. And as far as I'm concerned, there's no better thank you that this president can give to me than to protect what I would have laid my life down for. Kieran, what about you?
You know, I think if you look at the historic pay increase that occurred earlier this year, great for military families. If you look at the fact that the sequester ended, so we have more money going into the military budget, needs better equipment. It not only makes us more effective as a military, but it has to help morale to be in a new vehicle, to have new gear. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you look at the people around the president, a lot of key advisors have great military backgrounds. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, West Point graduate, Army officer, of course, General Mattis and General Kelly. Yeah. So that makes me feel good as a veteran. I was on active duty. It would make me feel good that somebody who's walked in my shoes has the ear of the president.
Yeah, that makes a lot of people feel good and feel better when you put people like that in those positions. Dr. Porcher?
Well, I can't say enough. We have to look at what happened over the Obama years, the 8 years that he was in office. Military spending has been decimated as a result of that. So moving forward, what we see is greater logistics and more pay going to military.
Okay, I wanted to cut it there because I didn't want to run too much of it. And this was,
you should have cut that a long time ago.
I wanted to cut it there, but very important part. And they're talking about the support of the military here and greater logistics. What a great lie. The logistics is just the opposite. And they may say that they may blame it on this administration, on that administration, but what happens with nationalism, and when you practice the religion of nationalism, that means that you have no moral absolute for the overall moral high ground of what's benevolent. You allow your benevolent agenda to become nationalized under the banner of I am for this country or that country, I'm for this or that, meaning that you're willing for it to do whatever it needs to do as long as you're okay. And see, the thing about the U.S. military, here's the problem with the U.S. military, is what the U.S. military agenda has always been about: conquering nations, stealing resources, and subjugating nations under the overall control of the corporation of the United States, to the extent of violent military force to be used to do it. There's no other. That is the agenda of the military. And until we start to look at it for what it really is and what it really does, China doesn't have a blue water navy. Most countries don't have a blue water navy. only countries that intend to conquer other nations intend that you need to have a navy to do that.
Can I say something?
So Keith wants to chime in. Yeah, Keith.
I see it differently, Dave.
I'm glad you do.
I see it differently. And when I say I see it differently, I don't mean oppositely. I mean on another level differently.
Yeah.
And the reason why I say that is because first and foremost, you use the correct definition of nationalism. Well, it's pretty much the case now that they're not using the correct term of nationalism. Nationalism now is another word for white supremacy, for starters, you know. And it was the same thing in Germany, and it's the same thing in Germany in World War II. It's also the same thing in Germany today, because they have a national uprising with the Fourth Reich, if you will, the Klan and all that. So it's called for white supremacy, first and foremost. So to mix the military in that, the other thing that you're talking about is, I don't see it differently, I just see it on a different level again. Because you talked about logistics. Well, we've already determined, while they have already shown, there is no correlation with giving the military more money and it making us a better military. They've lost $21 trillion in the military compound and the military complex. That means it's a sieve.
Right.
They're dumping all this money in there, and it's not going to the military. It's not improving anything. It's just going to...
It's policing, and it's not making anybody safer. It's making the world much more violent, and that overall violence is going to come to a head on everyone here. So listen, Keith, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. I didn't mean to cut you off, but we have a commercial break. When we come back, we'll come right back to you, because you're absolutely right. I'm used to that happening. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. I don't say that there is true support for the U.S. military, and I'm going to tell you why after Keith finishes, because there's not. It's all a facade. And if you really look at everything, you'll be able to see. If you look at it from a measure of real truth, and if you're real honest, and you're real sincere, then you will see that is all a lie. But Keith was making a good point. So go ahead, Keith, we'll let you get back to it.
Okay, so that whole thing, now I don't know, I had the luxury of being able to see the clip with you, Dave, so I'm assuming that the mass majority listened to it, but they didn't get to see it.
Yes.
So with that being said, we pointed out the fact that everything that they perpetrated in that was a lie. And it angered me that they could be this dishonest with stuff and put it out there with a straight, smug look on their face, like, you know, that ticks me off to no end. And I really hate it because it makes me think unchristian thoughts. I didn't say that. But anyway, moving on. On top of that, when you looked at the clip, Dave, two of the three people were black. Now, I read an article on this about black men, and they said that almost 19% of the black men voted for Trump. That wasn't the case with the black women. So women, my hats go off to you, because you do a much better job than this. But it perplexes me to no end how a black man can vote on this stuff knowing what nationalism means. It means they're coming after you, specifically. But yet, you're going to continue to vote for this. I'm going to cut it off short, because I can see where my emotions are getting hot. I don't want to do that, but that's mind-blowing to me. It really is.
But this is how the anatomy of a empire before the demise. This is how empires, this is the actual track and course of the empire. We condone ubiquitous fraud. And my thing is that this is not supporting of the military. If you sincerely support the military, then you wouldn't support the military being used as thugs. You wouldn't support the military being used as trying to be portrayers of freedom and liberty when they're occupiers and they're destroyers. Now, these young individuals they have people go into the military at a young age because they're impressionable. It's easy to sway, to actually control someone that doesn't have a lot of life experience, and they come from meager, poverty-stricken homes. You know, 51% of U.S. children in this country today, 52% of them come from homes that are on government support and aid and subsidy. 52%. So, and for these people that have this overall idolatry towards the military, I say to you that Satan once again will consume your soul, because you do it under the overall auspice of so-called for God and country, but you don't know who their God is, because they are actually projecting a malevolent agenda and an itinerary around the whole world. And we condone that under God we trust, because they've taught you to become a patriot, to become a nationalist, and you didn't even see the transformation. And that's what's really going on. If you are about, if you have a real moral absolute that is not malevolent at all, then you wouldn't be a supporter of the U.S. military. You would support those individuals from this standpoint. Stop using them as your tool, your fodder tools of destruction. Keep on to chime in.
Dave, you know, we had a conversation the other day, and we were talking about the fact that if you look at the United States and the basis of its laws and all of them, they're all steeped on or come from a biblical or a Bible.
Judeo-Christian.
Initiated, yeah, Judeo-Christian. What's so interesting about what you just said to me, Dave, is so interesting again, because now what I'm starting to talk about in my church, I call it, I don't know what anybody else calls it, because I don't, but I call it the circular word. And the reason why I call it the circular word is because when I get in conversation all the time, people say, you're contradicting yourself. And the word looks like it does that all the time. But there are no contradictions in the Bible. What that has to do with where we're going with this, or where I'm going with this, is you talked about the military. And I think it's very interesting that during World War II, I read something about Congress and all of them. At one point in time, almost 70% of our Congress and our representatives and stuff, they had some military experience. Today, we're about 7%. But you had a different type of understanding representing the military than you do today. There is no understanding of that. But the other thing that I find so interesting goes back to the clip you were just talking about, is the fact that this country and the Bible talks about bring me your tired, your poor, and talks about the people that are seeking after help. Now, this country was supposed to be all about that, and so was the military. But now you have these people that are literally telling you that these people have no business even coming here seeking help. And worse than that, you can go to our other history and show you that once you start calling these people less than humans, it's just setting you up for fascism.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was looking at something today, and what you was talking about was the atrocities of this country. And what she was talking about, how it was back in the day during the slaveries and stuff, that they literally used black babies for alligator bait.
Mm-hmm.
And she talked about how bad it was, so bad that, what was that, you remember those songs that used to come out that teach grammar, something rock?
Mm-hmm. Oh, School of Rock.
Something like ABC. And she even showed where, in one of those clips, it showed babies running from alligators in the alligator. My point in all of this is if you aren't paying, we're being cognizant of what's going on, they will take your mind like that fox thing and let you think that you are doing the right thing sleeping with AK-7s because people are starting to knock on your door for help.
And Keith, you know what? A true history, a sincere history account would say to people in today's world is that you're complicit. You made excuses after excuses for what they truly were doing, and you didn't want to know what they were truly doing because you had blind faith in them. And here's where blind faith is going to catch you. Just like in that Fox News, those individuals that were in so-called support of the military, and see what they'll try to do is they'll try to say, well, we're supporting this individual and that individual. No, you're complicit in the overall conspiratorial agenda of those that are giving the orders to them. Because if you're not requiring, if you don't love them so much, don't tell me you love them when you will have them go off into foreign countries and commit all kinds of war crimes and everything else that goes along with it. If you're looking at some of the overall mass shootings that are happening right now, they're going to always kind of target military people because they've been predisposed because they've already lost their lives the minute they went into an illegitimate battleground. And so this, our overall citizenry here, everyone here is complicit in what the military does because they tell you what they're going to do, what their agenda is, and then they just get you to support it by playing a song, showing a young face from someone and say, you need to support this individual that was from your neighborhood or from your family and everything else, while hiding behind the overall true malevolent agenda of manifest destiny. And they're able to do that year after year and century after and decade after decade and up to a century, because this is what the system does, is that they require hate to be able to be in store for them to maintain their overall trajectory and their overall accomplishments. Once that hate is destroyed, people start thinking for themselves.
What do you mean the hate's destroyed?
One of the things that the system does is that it always has to have division and hate in the scenarios of everyday life for people.
Mm-hmm.
By having division and hate, then they're able to mask their true agenda and get support of it to where we'll be willing to lay down your life for a malevolent agenda, just like the overall soldiers of this country do. When the malevolent agenda is what is really being fulfilled.
Being
fulfilled.
The benevolent.
The
malevolent.
Okay. The malevolent agenda is being fulfilled. And what were you going to say, Keith?
So I agree with you 100%. But I think we have to emphasize a step in exactly what you were saying. Because I believe when you get from complacent, which is what we've been, there's another step in there.
Complicit and complacent is two different.
Okay. But in this case, I think that they happen simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think what happens is in the process of you being complicit and complacent becomes complicit,
right.
You get into, now this is different, but the same thing happens anyway. The Bible talks about he'll turn you over to a reprobate mindset.
Right.
And I think the same thing happens anyway, because once you get to this point.
In hardening of your heart.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's why when they start talking about these people are less than humans, et cetera, then the people will get to the point that They're no longer shocked that you're locking babies in these cages.
Exactly.
They're no longer shocked that you're feeding babies to the alligators.
Right, right.
They're no longer shocked that you're killing these people in mass because...
Right, and Keith, and what goes on to that, and then anybody that will speak out against that overall nationalistic agenda needs to find the same means and penalty as everyone else.
Because in the words that you hear, and they're already being used, the words that you hear is you are now a what? An enemy of the people.
Domestic terrorist. NDAA Patriot Act. And this is what that is breeding. And that those individuals that were there propagandizing, publicizing, and bannerizing the overall moral debasement of the military is going to find a very shocking thing happen to them. Their whole world is going to collapse, in my opinion. Here's how their whole world is going to collapse. Goes to U.S. military edges. U.S. military edge has eroded to a dangerous degree, study finds for Congress. The United States has lost its military edge to a dangerous degree and could potentially lose a war against China or Russia, according to a report released today, Wednesday, by a bipartisan commission that Congress created to evaluate the Trump administration's defense strategy. The National Defense Strategy Commission, comprised of former top Republican Republicans and Democratic officials selected by Congress evaluated the Trump administration's 2018 National Defense Strategy, which ordered a vast reshaping of the U.S. military to compete with Beijing and Moscow in an era of renewed great power competition. Remember what the video show we just listened to? The U.S. has moved to a special ops. Its ground forces has moved to a great big special ops platform. Special ops does not win you anything on the battlefield. Special ops is great for using to destabilize countries so that you can come in and overthrow and put in your overall puppet leader. That's what special ops that's what the special ops has really done for destabilizing countries by small means and by small units and by small investment. By small asset investment, you destabilize the country so that now they're totally destabilized. Then you could put in your proxy individual. And then now they've built everything in the military so much for that. Not only have they built it that way, they built the overall naval the same way. And then now comes the bear and the dragon. So with those individuals that were on Fox promoting this overall nationalistic religion of the military, the idolatry into the military, just what their demigod that they build up is going to fail them and fail them miserably.
The death of life, live by the sword.
And so, right, it's very much so, live by the sword, die by it. So this overall, listen to what this says. The U.S. military to compete with Beijing and Moscow in an era of renewed great power competition. The U.S. is not in a position to compete with Moscow and China on a battlefield. Even though they have the Navy. The Navy has actually been nullified by the overall weaponry of the world today.
Dave, you said that we can't compete with Russia and China. The fact of the matter is we haven't been able to compete with Iran, Afghanistan, or go all the way back to Vietnam, who didn't have an army, Korea didn't. We haven't been able to compete with anybody on any level, and then you're going to even start to put out your mouth. We can't compete against the China or Russia.
Well, I think that the campaign with Afghanistan was a special ops campaign, really. It's a glorified special ops campaign where they went in to destabilize and hope they didn't. Actually, Korea was really, in my overall sense of purpose, was the last time that the U.S. had real military confrontation.
Korea?
Korea, where they had real meaningful military confrontation. Iraq was not a meaningful military confrontation because the Iraqi military was not. No, because that was a guerrilla warfare situation.
They're all going to be guerrilla warfare.
Right, and that's agreed, because that's what special ops produces. It produces a guerrilla warfare platform. And so guerrilla warfare is the response, how you rebuff a special ops campaign.
Well, see, I thought about it different, Dave. I thought about guerrilla warfare is how you rebuff a bigger, stronger, more organized foe.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no different than the Revolutionary War. You can't remember, they came in with their strong military. We had the militia. We had to revert to guerrilla-type warfare, which overcame. So,
Keith, I don't think that's the case with guerrilla warfare rebuffing a conventional military, because if you use guerrilla warfare against a conventional military, unless the people, the whole guerrilla warfare being small units and ambushing and everything else, but if it's of the people, they'll be able to beat the military. But a guerrilla warfare would not be able to defeat a conventional military from this standpoint. If they actually go out to nullify that overall completely, that overall guerrilla warfare, it basically means that they are actually moving into war against the overall people and looking at them as a military installation. Case in point is when the U.S. dropped nuclear devices on Japan. That prevented the ability to have a guerrilla warfare against a conventional military. You see what I'm saying? So what you would do is that you would have to actually use weapons of mass destruction to depopulate that whole area so that minimizes the overall effect of the guerrilla warfare. So, and how you defeat a conventional military assault is that you have to have a military of conventional means to do it. So what you would do is what North Korea did. North Korea was wise in doing this. North Korea invoked the Chinese and the Russians' help to push the U.S. completely out. And so that's where you're going to have another formidable military that is actually supplying and giving resources, command resources, to rebuff the overall conventional move. So because there, no one came to Libya's aid when the U.S. and France invaded Libya. So the guerrilla warfare tactics was not able to suppress not able to overcome that, because they didn't have the support of a real military institution that could support their overall defense. So that's where, and then now in this article, and what's significant about this is that the article says, while endorsing the strategic aims, the commission warned that Washington isn't moving fast enough or investing significantly enough to put the vision into practice, risking a further erosion of the American military dominance that could become a national security emergency. At the time, according to the commission, China and Russia are seeking dominance in their regions and the ability to project military power globally as their authoritarian government pursues defensive buildups aimed as squarely at the United States. So what is this overall commission saying? This commission is saying that you can't beat China and Russia. And in order for you to beat China and Russia, you're going to have a lot of investment and move the overall military in a way to do that. Guess what? That position of advantage has been lost now. You can't do it now. How are you going to do that when China and Russia now has totally surrounded you economically?
And militarily,
because now they got you to sanction the whole world and have the whole world say, no, we're not going to abide by your sanctions. If the world is not abiding by your sanctions, What that really means is that it's a glorified way saying that your overall cash is no longer good here. So if you, since we don't want your, you want us to sanction somebody, you can only sanction us if we want your cash. Since we don't want your cash anymore, then that your overall sanctions mean nothing. How are you going to build the military when your overall currency is no longer relevant?
And also, you're exactly right, but the reason why they were able to do that with cash, of course, is because, of course, you have to have the support of all the cast backing up whatever it is that you do and say.
Right.
Well, you can't do that when you don't have any allies.
You can't do that. Exactly. You can't do that. And as the Iranian foreign minister said, that the U.S. America, the American, I would say the U.S. first policy is going to isolate itself from the rest of the world, meaning that you're going to be standing alone. And basically what this overall commission has just admitted is that all of those that have been, and this is why you see all of this military stuff everywhere now, all of those that have practiced the religion of and idolatrized the military, every deal that you make with the devil, you lose your soul. There is a debt that is going to be called in. The great Satan is going to call in the debt. And this is you can't fix this overnight. You can't move this in 1 or 2 months. You can't move this in a year. You won't make an impact in 5 years. This is why I played what I played for you earlier, to hear how long it took them to get to this overall spot. The overall train hasn't even stopped on what they're doing. They moved into a space, and not only that, guess what happens to all of your technical advantage? All of that proprietary knowledge or that proprietary capability have been what? Gone to China. Remember when they said they wanted to get all of the U.S., they wanted the U.S. military to purge out all of the Chinese hardware within the military?
Which is impossible.
It doesn't matter. It's too late. It's too late. So the whole setup that we're seeing here is, as this report is saying, is that it's all over. That overall falsehood, that facade, that moonlight, thinking that the U.S. military was all that, they're telling you now is done. Article goes on. At the time, according to the commission, China and Russia are seeking dominance in their regional, in the regions, and the ability to project military power globally. Read that already. So here, there is a strong fear of complacency, that people have become so used to the U.S. achieving what it wanted in the world, to include militarily. Basically, the U.S. was able to steal, take, and have organized crime against countries around the world. And all of those countries that they've invoked the organized crime, you know what, this country has been involved in just nothing more than organized racketeering since its real inception. Its whole concept of building a nation was based off of malevolent means, and it's never ever had a benevolent heart. It's always been morally debased. You can't have all of this moral debasement and expect it to be profitable and have prosperity going forward. It will always catch up with you. It will always catch up with you. And I would say for you, justifiably so, it deserves what it has sold its soul to do. This is where we become complicit, because we use complacency as an excuse to be complicit. The article goes on. The United States achieved what it wanted in the world, to include military, that it isn't heeding the warning signs. Catherine Hicks, a former top Pentagon official during the Obama administration and one of the commissioners, said, quote, "It's the flashing red light that we're trying to relay," end of quote. There's a flashing red light now that they're trying to relay to everyone. The picture of the national security landscape that the 12-person commission sketched is a bleak one in which an American military that has enjoyed undisputed dominance for decades is failing to receive the resources, innovation, prioritization its leaders needed to outmuscle China and Russia in a race for military might reminiscent of the Cold War. Well, see, it was the Cold War that sealed the overall demise of the U.S. empire when Russia did the smartest tactical move ever by saying, you're the champ now. You're the undisputed champ. And I don't know, Keith, if you remember, like boxing, have you ever seen a boxer that was fighting to become the heavyweight champion, just for example, and then he wasn't expected to win, and then all of a sudden he won it. Look at him the next fight that he goes into, he's out of shape, not ready, gets knocked out.
I think Sylvester Stallone called that the eye of the tiger.
Well, if you would like to go to movies, Keith, yes. So, but yeah, it's, see, what happens is that Russia knew that they could destroy America by its own appetite, by its gluttonous consumerism. See, they said that they were the number one nation, that they had freedom and liberty, and then there was the weakness. Oh, you're lying, because you don't have that. And since you don't have that, that means that you're going to be complacent, complicit, and then vulnerable to this facade of what you think is so true, but is far from real. History will tell us, if you believe the U.S. and the corporation of the U.S., you're going to get politically correct enslavement. And politically correct is always morally wrong. And this isn't me saying this. This commission is actually telling you, you better get ready, because it's over. And what they mean by it's over is what you grew up as the U.S. being able to do, and the stability that the U.S. had here in the continental United States. Those days are over.
They're over.
And they're not coming back.
They're not coming back.
Because they've been thoroughly defeated. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. Brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056. Let me go back to this article really quickly. So it goes on. The article says, oops, I moved it. Uh-oh, and I lost it. Let me see. Okay, here we go. So here's what it says. Next paragraph. The military balance has shifted. The military balance has shifted adversely for the United States in Europe, Asia, and in the Middle East. Let me stop right there. There was an article that I posted here as well. I want to make this point. It's been made. There's an article from Reuters, and it says, Mattis backs NATO as France and Germany voice support for EU military. When Germany and France said that they want to have a EU military to protect themselves against China, Russia, and the United States of America, they really weren't talking about China. They really weren't talking about Russia. They were talking about the United States of America, because that's the one that they called out completely, kind of like body language. They told on themselves. What they really were doing was this. This was Germany's and France's way of saying that they're leaving NATO. Think about it, Keith. Why would you need to establish an EU army to protect yourself from China and Russia when you have NATO already supposedly there to do just that? Oh, because now you have a new enemy, and it's the United States. So really what Germany and France were saying, and this is why celebrity figurehead Trump was so upset and everything else, and this is why this is all happening, they basically were saying that they need to create an army exclusively for the U.S. by breaking up NATO. By breaking up NATO. Because if France and Germany establish an EU army, believe me, they ain't going to be a part of NATO anymore. So this first part of it says the military balance in the article says the military balance has shifted adversely for the United States in Europe. So true. Asia and the Middle East. Let me add two more. The continent and in South and Central America. Well, there's more than two more, huh? My math was four more. Five more. Really, this article should read, the military balance has shifted adversely for the U.S. military in all parts of the world that it once reigned supreme. Because it no longer reigns anywhere in the world.
From all to nothing.
From all to lose it all. Yep. So the article goes on. Asia and the Middle East, undermining the confidence of the American allies and increasing the likelihood of military confrontation, the commission found after reviewing classified documents. What do you think those classified documents are? Let me tell you what those classified documents are. They actually have the overall correspondence between Russia, China, and in Germany. Russia, China, and France. Russia, China, and Canada. Russia, China, and the UK, Russia, China, and Mexico, Russia, China, and Venezuela, Russia, China, and Nicaragua, Russia, China, and Panama, Russia, China, and Cuba, Russia, China, and South Korea, Russia, China, and the Philippines, Russia, China, and Japan. They got all of those communiques, and guess what all of those communiques are saying? We got a problem. And it's the U.S. And this is why they're putting out this, because later on, after everything goes awash, they're going to say, we told you so. Article goes on. They're going to use this as cannon fodder for later on. The commission found and reviewed classified documents, receiving Pentagon briefings, and interviewing top defensive officials. Who are the top defensive officials that they talk to? See, most people would think that they talk to U.S. defensive officials. No. Guess where they went to talk to?
China.
People all over the world.
Russia.
India. They went to some of the staunchest U.S. allies and talked to them. And guess what they all said? Off the record, we don't want your cash anymore. When countries say they don't want your cash anymore, that means they don't want you no more.
Well,
they don't want you anymore.
You said that on the show the other day. I think it was Russia. And they said, you have nothing we need.
Nothing we want.
Nothing we want. That pretty much sums it up.
That's exactly, Chief. That's exactly what the overall mantra has been. Now what does the U.S. have to do? They have to find satellite countries to support them.
Which they're not going to be able to find.
Which they'll be able to find momentarily. But those satellite countries have already made a deal.
Made a deal with who? What satellite countries?
Satellite countries like Brazil.
Mm.
Satellite countries like Brazil. Just enough for you to hang yourself in the rope. Article goes on. And I hope you're all getting this. And I hope it's relevant to you. The U.S. military, quote, The U.S. military could suffer unexpected high casualties and loss of major capital assets in its next conflict. It might struggle to win or perhaps lose a war against China or Russia, the report said. The United States is particularly at risk of being overwhelmed should its military be forced to fight on two or more fronts simultaneously. And let me give you the fronts that they're going to be fighting on. All of them, including here.
I don't know if they're going to be fighting on all of them, including here. I think for the most account, they're going to be fighting just to protect what they have. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean,
they're going to be protecting their borders. They're going to try to protect all those bases that they have abroad. They're going to have their hands so full. How are they going to be able to invade anybody?
They won't be able to. It's indefensible. Because if you think about it, just like the embassy in Iran, when the students took over the embassy, when you don't have supplies and you don't have reinforcement,
what do you have?
Ask Ambassador Stevenson what you have when he was in Benghazi. That's how you nullify the U.S. because it's overexposed itself. It put itself in a position to be conquered. And you can't pull it back now. Because, one, you don't have the overall moral aptitude to do it. There is no moral aptitude to do what's right. It doesn't matter what the midterms determined. The outcome has already been decided. With no moral aptitude to do what's right at all in any price, that steadfastness and discipline isn't floating in the corporate sea of the United States. Isn't there. So the multiple fronts, one, they will not be able to supply the troops that they have that they sent overseas. Those individuals will be lucky to come back. Then that also will transfer to here. There was the old saying, remember when the Japanese said that it would be futile to invade America because there's a gun behind every blade of grass? Well, see, in today's world, back then, that was a problem. Today, it's not a problem at all. All you have to do is get those guns to turn on each other.
And they didn't even have to do that.
And all the blades of grass will be broken.
Yeah, they didn't even have to do that. We did it ourselves.
Article goes on. In the list of 32 recommendations, the commission urged the Pentagon to explain more clearly how it intends to defend major power rivals in competition in war. It assails the strategy of relying at times on questionable assumptions and weak analysis and leaving unanswered critical questions. Remember the U.S., I was watching where the Air Force was giving a briefing about Russia and its hypersonic weapons. And we saw, and it was, I forget the general's name, basically said they have no answer for it all.
Well, and they also said that while several militaries have it on its drawing books for in the future, they already got it packaged, loaded, and ready to go.
Yep. They have it already. So there is nothing that you can ask the military, because the military, if you ask a general to solve a problem, he'll always use a bomb. If you ask a politician to solve a problem, they'll always use corruption. If you ask a banker to solve a problem, he will always use fraud. Until the people decide to ask themselves what sovereignty and self-determination is going to solve this problem, we will continue to be in this cyclical environment until a new nation is born and birthed. And the new nation, will be like the old nation in its overall trajectory of where it's going. The course will never change, and the destination will always be the same. So it's, when we first started, you know, we were telling people, hey, prepare for this because this stuff is coming. Now they're starting to tell what the true nature is. Basically, they don't care if people prepare. It's already too late. What I mean by that, they don't care to let the general population know what's really going on, because then the general population may say, we need to do something about this. You think about it. Religious fervor brings about a real violence.
Explain.
When you can get someone to follow a religious ritual, they'll be willing to kill their children and anyone else to follow that all the way through. That is so dangerous. And they've gotten the overall ritual practice of patriotism and nationalism require you never to question, only to ask. Remember what Kennedy said? Ask not what your country could do for you, but what you can do for your country. Many people applauded and clapped to that.
Absolutely.
You go ahead and follow that, and you're going to get right what you got right now. Because guess what? Your country is going to tell you what you can do for them. You could go die, and it won't be enough. We need you, your son, your daughter, and everybody else to uphold us. You stand there, you give it all for us, while they fraudulently put you on that battlefield. So you go ahead and answer that bell to what you can do for them. But it's not a sincere one. It is not sincere at all. And until we break down this overall country religious ritual practice, will always be the sacrificial. We will always be the ones that will be sacrificed. We will always be the ones that will be the burden bearers of the ubiquitous fraud.
Now, Dave, and I think what you're saying is true now, but I think it also has to do with what I was talking about earlier in my conversation, my circular argument.
That's exactly it.
And what I mean by that is, generally speaking, the people, for the most part, now this is going to sound like a contradiction, because the Bible says there's no good in man. But I think, generally speaking, if a country is brought up in a good manner, which they got from religion, which is against their true nature, because our true nature is not good, right? But once the people have a learning and understanding, it turns them towards the good.
Right. And what I mean by religion, I mean a religious ritual practice.
I agree.
That
I agree. Yeah. And where I was going with that, though, it depends on where we are, because once a people, the government is always the first to go. The people generally speak, like in this country now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Our country's jacked as far as our politics and everything else goes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the masses are turning towards more of a democracy because they see more good in that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whereas the politics of that's already gone.
I totally agree. When you talk to people, Keith, and you meet people, there is a genuine, right, that's outside of mainstream media. You're absolutely right. There is the vestige of hope and possibility, and there is going to be opportunity. And this is why I know that the system realizes that, and this is why they move towards the overall war paradigm, because it's a depopulation paradigm. You know?
Absolutely.
So yes, it's strong. I can talk to individuals that I otherwise wouldn't talk to before, and we'll look at each other in just the body language, and we say, this is crazy, this is nuts, and we better do something about it. Because the people will take a asymmetrical approach to things because of out of necessity, which is so smart and positive thing to do. And so I have great confidence in the future and what's going to happen. But I understand in that overall future that it is going to be a paradigm where those that are in control realize how fleeting that control is, and they're going to do drastic things to get a grip. And so I definitely see a major depopulation effort to go on, because it's, as Zig Brzezinski said, it's, in the past it was easier to control a million people than it was to kill a million people. Now it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than it is to control them. So that means that they know wherever they are, that's the tool that they need to go. When it's easier to control a million people, then they don't need to kill them. Just control them. But when you can't control a million people, now you got to start killing it to where the numbers is where now it goes back to where you don't need to kill a million people.
And my heart is so that I don't care about killing a million people. The bottom line is I got to get what I want.
Yeah.
And if it costs a million people for me to do it, so be it.
But no, say that correctly. That's the mindset that you're saying, that they're saying. That's not your mindset, Keith.
Yeah, that's where they are.
Could you have that disclosure?
Absolutely. That's where they are.
Yeah, could you have that disclosure? Because that's real important. So this, before we get out of here, so this article is more than significant. Because what this article really does is it breaks down the overall moonlight. It breaks down the mirage. It breaks down the falsehood. It breaks down it actually breaks down really a truth, a sincere truth. And the sincere truth is that the general population in the world, is all of them have been had by organizations, because those organizations come together to maintain control over people. And how you can see it here, how many people do you think that the U.S. military is what the commercials that get run continuously on that TV are? They're there in commercial, but in reality, it's a paper tiger, an empty shell. So you need to definitely prepare for that. So we'll probably pick this up again, because there's so much to this overall article. I posted it inside of Tando. So this isn't a conspiracy. No longer can people get away with calling other people conspiracy theory. You know, you're conspiracy theorists. You know, you in major. You know that things are about to really change when the system itself tells you, "Yeah, it's over." In so many words, because that's what they're always going to. They're always going to tell you before they do it. They're telling you that the U.S. is going to lose a major confrontation before they do it. You need to be thoroughly prepared for that. So just want to say thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Pastor Keith, greatly appreciate you, my brother. And great creator willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.